I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us at 7:05, it is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A Sunday night house fire in Arlington has left one person dead, another in critical condition. It happened on South Grant Street around 9 last night. Fire officials say there were hoarding conditions at the home that hampered firefighters' efforts to get into the house and reach the fire. Metro commuters are dealing with the first weekday of SafeTrack Surge 13. Which has trains continuously single tracking on two lines.
All blue line trains and yellow line ones between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square only come once every 24 minutes if you don't want to wait forever for a train.
In Fairfax County, you'll find along the way lots of park and ride facilities available for you to get out of your car, be able to either vanpool, carpool, slug line, and by all means take bus service.
Fairfax County Board of Supervisors member Kathy Hudgens says if you're going to the Pentagon,
take the regular Fairfax County Connector Express.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The U.S., Japan, and South Korea are all condemning North Korea for firing four ballistic missiles toward the Sea of Japan.
One U.S. official telling us that initial reports suggested they are intermediate range missiles. That has not been confirmed over here in South Korea yet, though they're still poring over that U.S. satellite data to try and figure out exactly what North Korea fired.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's president. And Trump could sign a new executive order on immigration as early as today. This after his original order was blocked by a federal court.
The question now is what happens when the new executive order comes down? Do these lawsuits stall all over again from scratch? Or do immigration lawyers try to argue that this ban is just like the old one and should be suspended again?
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. The heads of Congress's intelligence committees say they will look into President Trump's allegation that the Obama administration tapped phones at Trump Tower during the election campaign. A new report being looked at today by the Montgomery County Council aims to eliminate hunger in the county.
In the 10th richest county in the country, the numbers may come as a surprise.
Approximately 78,000 people, 7% of our population, simply do not know where their next meal is coming from.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says there are a lot of factors.
A lot of seniors don't take advantage of the federal programs that exist. Transportation is a problem. Isolation is a problem.
He says they're looking at expanding school meal take-home programs and food delivery to senior centers as they aim to reduce food insecurity by 20% over 3 years. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Defense Department is investigating reports that some U.S. Marines shared nude photos of female Marines, veterans, and other women on a secret Facebook page. Some of those photos may have been taken, they say, without the women's knowledge. The photos have since been taken down. While we've been enjoying the very mild winter weather, so have our insect companions, many of which will be making an early arrival at our homes and gardens this spring, says entomologist Mike Ropp with the University of Maryland.
Kudzu bugs, harlequin bugs, brown marmorated stink bugs, those guys that invade your home, we're not going to see as much winter mortality. That means we'll see more of these bugs emerging than we do in a typical year when we have some of those cold temperatures.
The upside, he says, is that some bugs feed on other bugs. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,006, the Nasdaq at 50. 58-71. Sports, the Wizards edge the Magic. College basketball, the Maryland women win their third straight Big Ten tournament title. Navy loses. The Caps host the Stars tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Before you shop for replacement windows, ask yourself, do I want to buy my windows from a retailer, a franchise window dealer, or a contractor? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you buy your windows from any of those options, then you're buying from a middleman. Building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times before they reach you. Buy direct from Thompson Creek, the only company with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating that manufactures and installs safer, stronger windows made in their local factory. Each window is custom-made just for your home and our local climate. Thompson Creek Windows can improve your comfort, increase the value of your home, and save you money on your utility bills. Today, Thompson Creek has a special offer. Buy three windows, you'll get another window absolutely free. Buy direct from the company that manufactures and installs their own windows. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Have your carpets cleaned this spring from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Dunkin's Cold Brew is a unique coffee experience. Small batches are steeped for hours in cold water for an ultra-smooth taste. And now there's a new sweet and salted cold brew. Deliciously sweet with salted whipped topping for a cool new take on cold brew. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 in Germantown. That's where everyone's focused on the crash. Southbound right as you merge on from Middlebrook Road. If you're coming south through that stretch, everything to the right shoulder. Once beyond, much better pace, obviously, as you work toward Rockville and the lane divide. Top side of the Beltway, pretty standard delays right as you merge off of 95. And that takes you around the curve around toward Georgia Avenue. Nothing to report on 95-29 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway working down to the Beltway. So off to a good start there. Virginia will take you in through Ashburn. That's Seattle-Leesburg, Route 7, the Greenway Toll Road. Checks out fine. 66, we're checking you out. I'm seeing delays through Manassas towards Centerville, again through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. And that volume that we did have in Falls Church, that has eased. 395, you're bunched up in Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Push now for dry, mild weather. Yesterday was a chilly one. Now we'll see the temperature's response to some sunshine early, increasing clouds later, 57. Tonight, milder, 46, showers after midnight. Tomorrow, all the way up to 67 on a gusty south-southwesterly breeze and the chance of showers, especially in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Chantilly, 28 in Beltsville, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The FBI urges the Justice Department to refute President Trump's wiretapping claim. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:07. I am Mary Walter. Good morning. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Coming up, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel will be joining us at 7:35. It is astronaut Tom Jones, and at 8:05, it is Robert Acosta from the Washington Post. Good morning, Brian Wilson.
Good morning to you, Mary.
And joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, bar none. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Great.
So, obviously, the big story is this alleged wiretapping that everyone is talking about. Donald Trump tweets out that he, you know, he's been wiretapped by the Obama administration. And, of course, everyone has lost their minds. But here's a question. We have been having this discussion this morning that we're wondering, did Donald Trump just use the wrong word with the use of the word wiretapping?
Yes. Here's what happened. Okay. And we now know this from multiple sources, which quote law enforcement officials and intelligence officials. He should have said electronic surveillance instead of wiretapping. Here's what happened. In June of 2016, the Obama Administration Justice Department applied for a FISA warrant, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, to monitor the phones and email and everything else of people associated with the Trump campaign in the Trump headquarters in New York and elsewhere. That warrant was denied, rejected by the court, the Foreign Intelligence Court.
And that's pretty rare, isn't
it? Yes, it is. They came back in October and applied for a warrant to surveil a computer that was inside Trump headquarters, Trump campaign headquarters, and that was granted. It was alleged that we know this from published reports, quoting intelligence officials, that computer was somehow related to a bank in Russia. Now, very important yesterday and been completely and purposely ignored by the press. Clapper on Meet the Press said, yes, quote, there was no wiretapping. He didn't say there was no electronic surveillance. Second, the most important thing he said yesterday was that as a result of all the surveillance, there was no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign, its officials, and Russian operatives. Completely lost, unreported. No evidence of collusion. So what the hell are we investigating?
And that's a great question.
Well, and I think it's a great question. Also, a lot has been made of the fact that Trump says President Obama ordered the wiretap. Now, that's probably an inaccurate statement. Doesn't mean his administration didn't do it.
Well, first of all, that probably is not correct. He probably didn't order it, but I can assure you he was aware of it.
Yeah.
If you're going to electronically surveil under the FISA Act the campaign, if not the person, of the opposite party's presidential nominee, I can assure you the President of the United States knew about it. And here's the other thing. Certainly his White House counsel knew about it. And if you think the White House counsel didn't tell the President, you know, you believe in all kinds of snow fairies and things. But the bottom line is this. The Obama administration knew through its Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, and we know she talks to just about anybody who'll get on a plane with her. She no doubt told the President of the United States and his entourage in the White House. The notion that the Obama administration, they put out this silly press release yesterday that the President never ordered the wiretapping of any Americans. It may be literally true, but he was aware of, and his Justice Department authorized the electronic surveillance of the president, the opposition candidate, presidential candidate. So it is now confirmed, and there's a story in the New York Times today about the president saying he's making up stuff about the surveillance. There is just unequivocal evidence on the record confirmed by law enforcement and intelligence officials that the Obama administration Justice Department under Loretta Lynch sought electronic surveillance of Trump and his campaign. It is unrefuted anywhere. And for Jim Comey to come out yesterday and demand that the Justice Department refute the president shows just how crazy it was to keep Comey as FBI director. I mean, the guy's a madman. He's now denying. See, he's playing Q2, just like the New York Times. There were no illegal wiretaps. Well, Mr. Comey, was there legal electronic surveillance under FISA? You bet your bippy he won't answer that one.
You know, I looked at the timeline on this, and two things jumped out at me, Joe, and I'd like to know your thoughts about them.
Sure.
In June of, we know that first request was made to the FISA court, which was rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And I went around looking, was there anything else going on of interest in June? And I noticed that happened to be about the same time that Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch met on the tarmac in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at October, when the second FISA request came. And on October 31st, Hillary Clinton's campaign issued a tweet. It came under her tweet. Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linked to the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank. And then they sent out press releases on it.
Yeah.
Here are two events where the FISA court has some activity, and then we see other evidence of some really unusual things going on around the campaign.
Yeah. Well, see, from other things, we know that people in the Obama Justice Department were leaking information to John Podesta and others.
Exactly.
And there is no doubt that information about that computer at Trump headquarters, which may have been linked to a Russian bank, was leaked to the Clinton campaign by people in the Obama Justice Department. A felony. A felony. The disclosure of information contained in a FISA application, the disclosure of that information is a felony. So let's be serious here. Talk about deception and changing the subject and sleight of hand. The Obama administration, in the middle of a national campaign for president, authorized electronic surveillance of the Republican Party's candidate for president. Now, if that were a Republican doing it to a Democrat, the Democrats on Capitol Hill would be going crazy.
You bet
now,
they would.
The thing about this that is even more angering is the fact that Republicans don't know how to message this. They should be all over this.
True.
They should be demanding a grand jury. They should set up more committees to investigate Obama and what was done here. This is a scandal of immense proportions. What the Obama administration did in authorizing this electronic surveillance in the middle of a presidential campaign is nothing short of criminal. And I don't know what they're doing at the Justice Department. I hope we don't know, because there's so much going on secret that we're not supposed to know about. There needs to be a grand jury of the leaks. There needs to be a grand jury of this. And if James Comey doesn't like it, he should just leave. Do a public service to the country. Go see a psychiatrist and leave the FBI.
Wow, how do you really feel?
Yeah, tell us what you really think, Joe. Listen, Joe, good stuff. I really appreciate you joining us here this morning with your thoughts. It is now 7:15 on WMAL.
It is time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, on the Beltway. I'm watching these traffic cameras closely, and be careful if you're leaving a 95 or coming around the stretch of the Beltway heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Now, on the outer loop, right near Eisenhower Avenue, just watch two police cars pull up to the scene of the crash. Right lane is blocked. So this will be on the outer loop before you get to Telegraph Road. Stay to the left to get by. And definitely seeing some of that volume quickly forming here. On 395 between Edsel Road, King Street, heavy. Again at the 14th Street Bridge. But we've been incident free. Unfortunately, heading through town, DC 295. We've had the volume. And now the crash reported 295 southbound. Right as you come up toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Good news is I'm looking at a wide open trip across the 11th Street Bridge. No troubles reported either direction of the southeast-southwest freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny skies with a high of 57 degrees. Tonight, the skies will cloud up. We'll have a few showers after midnight with a low of 46. Tomorrow, clouds to start your day, then rain showers on and off during the afternoon with a high of 67. But winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 35 degrees.
Concerned that you pay more in taxes than you should? Get your taxes done right the first time with Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, who will maximize your situation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
There are places I remember.
Well, joining us on the line right now is our good friend James Rosen from the Fox News Channel. And all this talk about wiretapping, James actually knows what it is to be wiretapped.
This may hit a little close to home.
This may hit a little bit. Good morning to you, James. How are you?
Good morning and great to be with you, especially this is my first time doing your show since the ascension of Mary to the throne.
Yes.
So welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, James. So, look, you know how to put together, as most good journalists do, a timeline of things and events and how things progress. And you know, that's the way good reporters work. And I know you've been spending some time on your own timeline of this whole thing. Won't you run through it? You know, how did this thing, you know, all happen? And how did it come to the president's attention?
Well, they tell you in TV and radio school never to come to the anchors, but I do feel compelled to clarify that I was never wiretapped per se, nor was my family. A wiretap is where you place a listening device on a phone line and you listen to the actual conversation.
Right.
And so on. In my case, what happened was I learned, along with the rest of the world, from the Washington Post in 2013 that 4 years earlier, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, and the FBI had designated me a criminal co-conspirator and a flight risk in a search warrant application that was approved by a federal judge so that the Department of Justice could rifle through my Gmail account and read the emails and also get the phone records for about 20 phones that I was using in various booths for Fox News and cell phones and desk lines. Of those 20 lines, they were all 202 or 703 phone numbers. Which are the area codes associated with the government in Washington and the Pentagon in Northern Virginia. There was one of the 20 phone lines was 718, which is where my parents were living on Staten Island at that time. So that's the essential, and of course it marked the first time in American history that a working reporter had been designated a criminal co-conspirator simply for doing his job. But not even Neil Sheehan, the reporter who published the Pentagon Papers for the New York Times in 1971, right, was ever so designated by the Nixon administration. So, in any case, there was a great furor. President Obama, in a speech at National Defense University, pronounced himself troubled by the criminalization of journalists and demanded that the person responsible for the matter, Attorney General Holder, get to the bottom of what happened and produce some procedural reforms, which indeed...
I think we lost him.
I think we lost James.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe he was being wiretapped, and they got rid of him. He's back.
So James...
I'm sorry. People do complain about... I'm going to have to trade in my phone. This is the second radio program where this has happened, and it's unacceptable.
All right. My apologies. Well, tell me what you think happened this weekend.
Well, we saw, at a minimum, we can say that we saw President Trump leveling an unsubstantiated accusation against his predecessor. The former director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said he can categorically say there was no such surveillance placed on Mr. Trump.
It's a case of semantics. Using that term wiretap that I used incorrectly to describe your situation. It's a colloquial term that people use, but maybe that wasn't the most accurate term.
That's quite possible, Brian, that he might have been imprecise, and this may have referred to a computer tower, let's say, a Trump tower, as I've seen some reports allege. We just don't know. There's a lot we don't know. But at a minimum, right now, we have an unsubstantiated allegation against his immediate predecessor as president. I would also go on to say, as you know me to do well, Brian, from all our years together in that office, and with my Nixon obsession, that the one president to whom we know President Trump was unfair was President Nixon, because he immediately said, "This is Watergate Nixon," in that tweet. And the fact is, no historian, no evidence has ever surfaced to show that Richard Nixon had any knowledge in advance that the Watergate break-in and wiretapping operation was ever going to be conducted.
James, I have a question. I have a question. Is there any way that some kind of investigation into this could come back and backfire on President Trump?
What I see perhaps as a tactical move by the president here is some recognition that maybe they're going to be, this is my surmise, I should point out, if there's going to be some kind of set of Watergate-style hearings associated with it, if this is going to be the subject of blue-ribbon panels and commissions and such activity for years to come, perhaps he felt that there should be some balancing in advance of the potential agenda of this kind of investigative entity. And so he's loading it up with now another accusation that is sort of a countervailing one, which might enforce some balance on the activity and the staffing and the final focus of such a body. That's possibly something that he might foresee and may be trying to influence. But again, I that's my surmise.
Okay, because I sometimes wonder, you know, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. And he's calling for an investigation, and he just might get the investigation, which may lay bare that he did have some kind of communication with a Russian bank. Not that that's illegal when he was as candidate Trump. That is not illegal at all. But I don't know if he necessarily wants to go there, and would that be a negative?
The alternative way of looking at it is, if he know you didn't do anything wrong, then go ahead and call for the investigation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or if you know you're going to get an investigation anyway,
right,
you might as well make damn sure that they investigate a few things you have in mind as well.
That's right.
Well, that's what we were saying earlier, is I don't think he just did this out of whim because people were saying, oh, unsubstantiated. No one cares that anything else that comes out is unsubstantiated when it's against the president. But, you know, he put out this unsubstantiated tweet at something like, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, something ridiculous. Well, and I would hope to think that it was at least an informed decision when he decided to make that tweet.
Just before 6:30, which is a very respectable time in the morning to be tweeting. But I would say there was one other element of what happened this weekend which is instructive for us, which is that General Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence, in addition to denying that there was any such surveillance on Mr. Trump, also said they never came up with any evidence of collusion between the Trump
campaign
and the Russian government.
Well, but see, I think we're hung up. I think these denials that there was a wiretap is based on that very specific word, wiretap. There may
possibly
not have been a wiretap, but there certainly it appears something was going on with the FISA court. Isn't that true?
Well, what we understand so far is that, of course, as is typical, the American intelligence agencies were surveilling the Russian government. And through that surveillance and intercepts and transcripts associated with that, they perhaps, this is what's been reported, that saw references by those Russian officials to discussions with Trump people. But as we heard from General Clapper,
nothing there.
They came up with no evidence of collusion, and that's important.
Same thing that I heard from Senator Ben Cardin when he reviewed all those top secret documents handed to them by former Secretary of State John Kerry. They looked at them, and there wasn't anything there.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. James, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Greatly appreciate it.
Great to be with you guys.
It is 7:24. I'm sorry.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
It looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go-to meeting. Try it free.
If you're really serious about home security and keeping your family safe, your home safe, your stuff protected, well, you might want to call the folks over at Ackerman Security Systems. And because they can do it for you, and they can do it more cost-effectively than some of those other security monitoring services. Ackerman's $19.95 per month cost includes burglary, fire, medical alert. Best of all, about half the cost of the other guys. It's the only industry's only guaranteed response time, and that's really what matters. Right? When you got an issue, you want quick response. Switching documents, absolutely easy. It costs you nothing. You can use your existing equipment, and they can have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of minutes. They will offer a free in-home security analysis to make sure that everything is up to snuff. And if you want the latest bells and whistles, you know, the video, what's going on inside your house when you're not there, smart doors, locks, thermostats that can be controlled all from the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop, well, that's just a few dollars more. So get protected and save. Here's a limited time offer for all our listeners. Call Ackerman right now and get 3 months of monitoring free. I said three. The number is 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
725 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I'm scratching my head on this one. On the Virginia Beltway, somehow the car ended up over the guardrail next to the sound wall. So crews on the scene on the outer loop of the Beltway after Eisenhower Avenue blocks the right side. So Airborne has just arrived and pushing everyone to the left again on the outer loop of the Beltway before you get to Telegraph Road on your way to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Normally we don't have a delay in that stretch in the morning, so allow a little unexpected extra time. On the inner loop side, though, we do have some of that stop and go in Annandale as you emerge on from the toll road to get onto the inner loop, but nothing along the way. George Washington Parkway southbound as you approach and pass 123. And down near the Overlook's slow. Now, northbound side, north of the Overlook's, had a little bit of volume. Park police were on their way to check it out to see if there's something unusual on that northbound G-Dub. And for DC 295, we are definitely bunched up here. Coming out of Riverdale and Cheverly, the crash reported southbound 295 right near the exit for Pennsylvania Avenue. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at Parker Pierce Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit ParkerPierce.com. Today, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather now on the move. Clouds will continue to thicken today as we go up to 57 degrees. Rain showers by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 35 degrees at 727.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? What are these people excited about? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. It's growing like crazy because it works. Think about it. You don't have to deal with health insurance companies anymore or government health insurance. Instead, you're part of something you believe in. You're part of a community of people supporting each other. And you can save so much money. This could be the answer you're looking for. And it may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? Find out more. Don't miss out. Call 844-91-BIBLE. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give them a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a basketball game with five times more dunks. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Coming up, Dr. Tom Jones, an astronaut, is going to let us know if and when we can indeed shoot Brian into space. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. One person is dead, another's in critical condition this morning after a house fire in Arlington last night. Firefighters say they were hampered in their efforts to get into the house and reach the fire by what they are calling hoarding conditions. The last major blitz of Metro track repair and maintenance in Northern Virginia is underway. Work on Metro's blue and yellow lines will lead to slowdowns in Arlington and Fairfax counties and the city of Alexandria for the next month. Riders on both the blue and yellow lines are being urged to seek alternatives. North Korea has fired four banned ballistic missiles, touching off alarm in South Korea and Japan.
Here in Tokyo, the Japanese Prime Minister spoke with lawmakers expressing very serious concern about this latest North Korean ballistic missile launch. According to the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, these ballistic missiles, several of them came extremely close to the Japanese coast, possibly less than 200 miles, falling into the Sea of Japan's exclusive economic zone, the waters that are right along the Japanese coast.
Correspondent Will Ripley. The White House could release its new travel ban today. A White House official says plans to roll out a revised executive order temporarily barring the entry of people from certain Muslim-majority countries are on track for today. The chairman of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are indicating they will follow any leads regarding President Trump's allegation that the Obama administration tapped his phones during the campaign.
The White House is now calling on congressional committees, the congressional intelligence committees that are investigating Russian activity and ties between Trump aides and Russian officials. Those committees are being asked to look into, quote, whether executive branch investigative powers were abused in 2016.
Correspondent Athena Jones checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,006, the NASDAQ at 5,871. Sports, college basketball, the Maryland women capture the third straight Big Ten tournament title. Navy loses. NBA, the Wizards win. NHL, the Caps host Dallas tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose. The O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Have three beltway incidents. First in Virginia as you come off of 95. We'll start you on the outer loop. Slows merging off of 95 over toward the Wilson Bridge. The crash before Telegraph Road after Eisenhower Avenue blocks the right lane. So that's why we had this unusual outer loop backup. So plan for that. On the inner loop, that's going to be slow as you come off of 95 to before Braddock Road, where crews are responding to a crash there, keeping Virginia Beltway busy. On the Maryland Beltway over near FedEx Field, it's a report of a broken down, and sure looks like there's something blocking here on the outer loop as you come up to 202 Landover Road. So that's the focal point of those delays. For 270 south in Germantown, a little bit better. The crash near past 118 is on the shoulder. Now a lot of that volume flowing through Gaithersburg and solid in toward Rockville down to the lane divide. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start here to a Monday. Should stay dry through the afternoon, and milder weather. Only hit 40 yesterday. Today, with increasing clouds, 57. Showers coming in as we head on through tonight, tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Burke, 28 in Bethesda, 35 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this soon-to-be sunny morning. Coming up at 8:05, Robert Costa of the Washington Post will be joining us, and we're going to hash out the whole Trump and wiretaps versus not wiretaps. We're going to talk about all of that with him. But joining us right now, Dr. Tom Jones, astronaut.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among
That's right. Apparently, we're going back to the moon. That's what we hear. I mean, according to the Elon Musk, he wants to take a trip around the moon with a couple of tourists sometime next year. And then now there's talk that Jeff Bezos is not going to stand by and let that happen. He wants to take a lunar lander and land on the southern pole of the moon. And as you said, joining us on the line right now, Dr. Tom Jones, a veteran NASA astronaut, author of the book Ask the Astronaut. And that's what we're going to do right now. Good morning to you, sir.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Mary. How are you?
All right. So we hear all this talk about, Elon Musk says 2018, we're going to take a trip to the moon. We're going to circle a couple of people around the moon and bring them back. Not going to land. And then you hear Jeff Bezos say, we're going to put them on the southern pole. We're going to build a lunar lander. We're going to put a permanent base on the moon. And it's all going to happen pretty quick. How realistic are these things we're hearing from Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos?
Well, I think they're technically on the right track, and I think they both have the capability to eventually pull up these accomplishments and reach their goals. But I think right now we're looking at marketing ploys more than anything else.
So you don't think it's real?
I think it's real in about 5 years.
So but they're
5 years, that's pretty good.
But they're talking about the trip to the moon being next year.
Yeah, not a snowball's chance of that happening.
And why is that?
Well, okay, so Elon wants to fly his Falcon 9 Heavy, this big heavy rocket with enough power to sling two tourists around the moon. He hasn't built that rocket yet. He hasn't flown it. The launch pad isn't ready for it. And he's got another mission, which is to fly NASA astronauts to the space station, which is a higher priority, off the same launch pad. So you can see that he's going to have to meet the NASA goal first before he can turn his attention to getting to the moon. And so that just puts him downstream of that NASA goal, probably 2020 at the earliest, that he can try one of these moon trips.
So that was aspirational.
Yes, he likes to challenge his teams by giving them a big goal to shoot for, recognizing that the deadline is not realistic, but it makes everybody work harder and get more excited.
Okay.
I have a question for you. We had been talking about this for a while regarding the feasibility of going to the moon and just taking ordinary Joes like Brian who wants to go. Not that Brian's ordinary, but from what I understand, though, getting there may not be all that much fun. They call it a vomit comet for a reason.
Well, everybody adapts at a different time scale to free fall, or life in a void, if you will. And so it usually takes a couple of days for most average people to adapt to the free fall environment. That involves, you know, getting your blood volume adjusted. When you get up to space, your body has all the fluid that's usually in your legs and lower trunk. It sort of bobs up to the center of your chest and to your neck, and your body is fooled into thinking that you've got more blood volume than you really have. And so you start to go to the bathroom more often over those first couple of days. So a lot of trips to the bathroom, and then you re-normalize at a lower blood volume, and then everything goes back to normal. About a third of the people get sick when they arrive in the free fall. There's just some sort of a trigger called space adaptation syndrome, where your body's uncomfortable with that new free fall or weightless environment. And that happened to me on my first trip, but we have medicine that's an anti-nausea drug that you can take. It cures it immediately. So on all my other trips, I just took it before we launched. Right on the launch pad, I took the medicine, and I never felt any symptoms at all. So I used to say, better life through chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. And I will go when you figure out how to make those things a little bit bigger, because as far as I'm concerned, that is just a coffin with wings at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tight, right?
Well, it will be. The Dragon capsule is not very roomy. It's designed for short trips up to the International Space Station, which should take a day or so. Now, if you want to go around the moon, you're going to be living in a capsule like that for a week, and you better be pretty good friends with the person you're going along with. Although, when you do get claustrophobic or you do get tired of your companion, you just go look out the window, and that cures everything.
Well, let me ask you about that, because we've been told that the people who are going to take this trip that Elon Musk is talking about, that they're going to basically put up some money, and that they're not what you would classically identify as celebrities, but they got to go through a testing process. Any sense of who these people might be?
Oh, can we pick?
Yeah, we'd like to nominate some folks, right, to send out to 250,000 miles away. Well, I don't know who it is going to be, but I doubt that what they pay is going to actually cover the cost of the trip. Some of the cost is going to be wrapped up in marketing, because SpaceX, Musk's company, wants to attract more satellite customers using this big Falcon 9 Heavy, and he hopes that the performance of that rocket will interest NASA in making that Falcon 9 and his Dragon capsule part of any future international trip to the moon. In other words, we could hire commercial services under SpaceX or a Boeing or a Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin to help out reducing the cost of a lunar village or a lunar outpost.
And very quickly, the Bezos effort to put a lunar lander on the southern pole, how feasible is that?
Well, he's talking about a robot lander, not people, and that's very feasible. I think his technology, his cost-cutting, could probably undercut the cost of a NASA-developed lander. And if so, NASA can hire a private company to deliver scientific payloads, robots that can prospect for water ice at the poles of the moon. That's how we tap into the resources of the moon, and that's a great commercial service that Bezos could deliver.
That would be interesting if he could do that.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Dr. Tom Jones, we always appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is 7:44 on WMAL.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
All right, listen, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you got to find that right real estate agent. And for me, the guy that I would choose, I wouldn't even bat an eye. I wouldn't even snap my finger. It was just to pick up the phone, and I'd call Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. An expert on the local real estate market, he spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. For example, when George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he turned to Frank for help. Frank listed it, he engineered the perfect marketing strategy, and it generated multiple offers, the home sold quickly, and for absolute top dollar. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and an agreed-upon deadline, or he will buy it guaranteed. Frank's been endorsed by the Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity. There's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. Again, that's 703-399-4538. Or you can simply, if you want to learn more about Frank and his amazing offer, just go to his website. It's very simple to remember. It's itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this is really dangerous on the Maryland Beltway. I want to give you a heads up of a broken down box truck. It's on the Maryland Beltway over near FedEx Field on the outer loop right as you approach 202. It's right in the center of the roadway. No flashers. Everyone's coming up right behind the truck, and it looks like the two occupants of the truck are now behind the truck, and they're trying to put some triangles out. Again, this is on the outer loop of the Beltway 202, and everyone's just stopping right in that center roadway, outer loop of the Beltway. All right, let's get beyond that. College Park to Silver Spring, very slow, but nothing reported along the way. The crash, this is our third accident of the morning on 270. This one, as you come southbound, just past Shady Grove Road, looks like most of that is along the left side. We still have a response heading there. So southbound out of Germantown towards Shady Grove Road, quite thick. The George Washington Parkway jammed each direction past the overlooks. Northbound, yep, that's an unusual backup due to the crash. Northbound side near the overlooks. And on the Virginia Beltway, coming off of 95, we're bunched up onto the outer loop toward Telegraph Road after Eisenhower Avenue crash along the right. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push now will be for some milder weather and some wetter weather to come in here over the next couple of days. We're on the backside of high pressure, so a nice southerly flow, 57, increasing clouds today. Chance of showers tonight, 46, on and off rain showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Some gusty south-southwesterly winds, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 35 degrees in our nation's capital at 7:47. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. So, Brian, it seems that Mike Pence has some email problems of his own. He apparently used personal email while conducting business for the state. And but the difference is people are saying, oh, look at this. Mike Pence used private email. How is this any different than Hillary Clinton when he was the governor? governor of Indiana. I don't know if it was a Gmail account.
AOL account.
Who, he still has an AOL account. And that AOL account contained information that was too sensitive to be released to the public, and he was hacked. And all of this comes to us from the Indianapolis Star. They filed FOIA requests while Pence was the governor and received 29 pages of emails from Governor Pence's Vice President Pence's AOL account. So people, of course, rushed to judgment to compare it with Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. And Governor Pence was very critical of Hillary Clinton for using that private email account while he was governor. Now Vice President Pence. Here's the difference. When Vice President Pence was the governor, the state law of Indiana is that it's okay to use private email accounts.
As long as you retain them.
It is legal as long as he retains the information, which apparently he did because the Freedom of Information request filed laid bare those personal emails.
That's right. Listen, it's like night and day. First of all, the AOL account has a whole lot of sophisticated encryption on it. Those emails were way better protected than the emails that were on Hillary's private server. Then you look at the Secretary of State, state secrets, national security information,
exactly.
Very sensitive data. What is the most sensitive thing that is likely to be in the email stream of the governor of Indiana? What? Corn futures? Hog projections? I mean, come on.
Well, there
it's
were
like
some,
night and day.
There were some things that were on there that were considered sensitive.
Well, okay, I suppose a lot of things are sensitive. To me, it's like night or day. But the big difference is the law allowed it.
Exactly.
And there was nothing that he did that was improper.
No.
The fact that he got hacked, that can happen to anybody. Happens to a lot of good people. But I guarantee you the AOL server was a lot better protected than Hillary Clinton's server that was in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Also, his wife is having some problems as well with email. And Vice President Pence lashed out at the Associated Press this weekend because they listed his wife's email address in a story about when he was Indiana governor, and they claim that he was resistant to public records requests. And he tweeted out that by publishing his wife's personal AOL email address, that the AP violated her privacy and, quote, our security. And he is now demanding an apology from the Associated Press. So we'll see if that actually
happens. They removed it once. Initially.
After it's out there.
Initially, they refused to remove it. Then they did take it down, but I don't think there's been any apology that has been forthcoming.
No, I don't think they will apologize either, because that's just not who they are. All right, coming up at 8:05, Robert Costa from the Washington Post will be joining us. It is 7:50 on WMAL.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza, or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2017 with everything you need to hit the water. March 10th through the 12th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 10th through the 12th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com. That's nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
7:53, let's see how your money is doing and head right over to the news desk at CNBC.
Good morning. Well, Wall Street could start the week in the red as investors eye the near certain prospect the Federal Reserve will hike interest rates when it meets next week. Fed Chair Janet Yellen has all but confirmed an increase is coming. Investors will get several economic reports this week, topped by the February jobs report on Friday. Consumer Reports is going to start considering cybersecurity when it reviews new products. The influential magazine will study how easily a product can be hacked and how well customer data is secured. Ford has started testing 3D printing of large-scale car parts. For consumers, it might mean you could order customizable parts for your next car. 3D printed parts also weigh less, so that could help in increasing fuel efficiency. And a new Bankrate survey finds just 6% of respondents say they'll splurge on something such as a vacation or shopping spree with their tax refund. More than a third say they'll save or invest the money they get. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMA.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Some days you just can't give it away. Unless you're talking about free slots play at MGM National Harbor, where they've already given away over $1.5 million in free play on their pulse-pounding Vegas-caliber slot machines. Unless you're talking about that.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Z Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we have some hot spots this morning. 270, our latest accident. We have had three this morning on 270. This one is southbound after Shady Grove Road, and now that the fire truck is there, I'm only seeing the right lane getting by. So if you're coming southbound out of Germantown, your delays are before 118, and that is solid to the crash right near Shady Grove Road. Stay to that far right lane to get on by. Now, on the Beltway, two things. On the outer loop, as you come up toward 202 in the Landover area, the broken down box truck, still everyone coming up behind it and swerving around. There's no help there. Don't want it to be a crash. Outer loop at 202 in the center of the roadway. Outer loop of the Virginia Beltway on your way to the Wilson Bridge, the crash before Telegraph Road still blocks the right side. And a tire changer, supposedly from U.S. Park Police, they tell me it's on the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway, and that's what's causing those delays past the overlooks. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start here to a Monday. Should stay dry through the afternoon, and milder weather only hit 40 yesterday. Today, with increasing clouds, 57. Showers coming in as we head on through tonight, tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 36 degrees.
Your annual timeshare maintenance fee just arrived. Painful, I know. So how many times do you keep clubbing yourself in the forehead? If you want out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and for good, log on to TimeshareExitTeam.com, the over-the-counter pain reliever for that chronic pain in the rear end you call your annual maintenance fee. TimeshareExitTeam.com, the experts that guarantee a soothing side effect. No more timeshare. Advanced pain management for the sick and tired of your timeshare.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active.
CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/prostate.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
What's the catch? That's what they ask me. They say, Dave, there's gotta be a catch. Free furnace and a lifetime warranty on that furnace? It's gotta be a catch. Nope, no catch. If you buy a high-efficiency air conditioner, I'll throw the furnace in for free. And let me be clear now. This is not some rumple-tumple, off-brand reject or refurb. Oh, no. This is a brand-new high-efficiency furnace that carries the exclusive Snell lifetime guarantee. That's a bona fide full lifetime warranty for as long as you own your home. No fine print, no loopholes. If it breaks down, we'll either replace it or repair it on our nickel. No out-of-pocket cost for you. There's no catch. Call today, schedule your appointment online at snellheatingandair.com.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
7:59 coming up.
Robert Costa of the Washington Post will join us. We're going to talk about this wiretapping story, and we'll take your calls on what you think happened here. It's all coming up in the next hour right here on WMAL.
And do you remember that senator, that congressman who made...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.